Good morning.
Good morning.
We are continuing to talk about charata, regret. And if you look in the classic Musa Sefer called Orches Tzadikim, and it was written sometime in the 1400s, the author is unknown. And the Orches Tzadikim says a very, very powerful one-liner in the very beginning of the chapter speaking about charata, and I want to share that line. The line he says is me shechata umischare, somebody that does an avera and he regrets, ki'ilu loichata. It's like he didn't sin. Very powerful. Somebody did something wrong and he feels bad. It's like he didn't sin. Now, does it mean that his tshuva process is done? No, because as we all know, there's a sefer called Shaarei Tshuva written by Rabbeinu Yoina, and in Shaarei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina goes through 20 steps of tshuva. If a person wants to really achieve a full tshuva, a full returning to Hashem, so he has to go through 20 steps. But the Orches Tzadikim is sharing with us that if a person doesn't regret, then he can't start the tshuva process. And somebody that regrets, it erases what was done. In Shaarei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina says there's really a lot of different elements of having charat, of having regret. What does it mean having regret? So a person feels bad. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, what do you feel bad about? Do you feel bad about you went against Hashem's will? What do you feel bad about? So maybe some things to keep in mind that I think it's natural that someone does something wrong, so they feel bad, which is amazing because you're already working through tshuva just by feeling bad. But what are you feeling bad about? And the Shaarei Tshuva mentions that a person should remember that he's feeling bad because a sin contaminates a person's soul. That a person that sins is acting more like an animal than a person. He's not using his brains. A person's pleasure from his avera is not going to be anything in comparison to the pain of punishment. If a person keeps these in mind, to the end, he's on the way to tshuva. And this happens all the time. If I do something wrong, people have asked me in the past, so how do I do tshuva? I say, you're already on the way. But the fact that you're coming to ask the question, you feel bad for what you do. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha to tshuva for everything we feel was wrong.